Now, the symmetry then, I said, is indicated by the first letter in the name for the molecular orbital. So we're here using a Greek sigma, here we're using a Greek pi. The difference between the pi and the sigma then is when we sliced through this one down that direction and looked down the axis of the bond for oxygen, then we see a circle. Whereas in the case over here, if we take a slice through the centre of that bond, then and we look at this axis here, we'll see a circle of electron density here, a null, and then a circle of electron density there. And that's what we see for a pi bond. Now, if we're making pi bonds, we'll end up with several different pi bond systems. So we have got a pi bond here that if we're calling, I'll just see if there's any labels on these things.